This is a competition. This is not America's Next Top Best Friend.
Wanna be on?
Yo, 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 I'm what's happening. Yo, 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 happy Tuesday. And welcome to the America's Next Top Best Friend podcast. Yes, yes. I'm here. I'm Amanda Mitchell. And joining me today is one of my favorite people on earth, Hillary, Meryl Streep, and Julia Sussman. I'm tired. It's been a long day for me already. I've been up since 7:30, actually. It's been a very...
Why?
Just general waking upness. I forgot to close my blackout curtains, and so when the sun came up, it was bright as fuck in my room. And I was kept trying to go back to sleep, but I couldn't.
I slept at Joe's, and his annoying asshole neighbors... They always get home really late on the weekends because they have lives, and I clearly don't, and wake me up.
How dare they?
And then Joe tried to wake me up at 10:30, and I was so mad. I was like, get away from me!
You were like, shunned. Get away from me. Yeah, I think I fell asleep. I woke up at 7:30, and then I went back to sleep at, like, 9. And then I woke up at, like, 10:30, and then I was like, I'm...
Nice.
And then even so, I didn't wind up leaving the house until, like, 1 o'clock, maybe, to go get dim sum. Maybe that's what you should do tonight.
Dim sum?
Yeah.
Maybe. I have to pack. Dear listeners, I'm moving on Saturday, and my apartment is a shit show. It's so stressful just to be
You're
here.
You're literally, I feel the anxiety, like, through the camera right now.
Sorry.
No, because I hate moving so much, and my room is also a mess, so I'm like... I feel your anxiety, like,
it's like, I can't be in the apartment unless I'm, like, packing or doing something productive and, like, conducive to moving.
Right.
Otherwise, I just feel the anxiety, like, fluttering inside my chest.
Yuck.
Anyway, moving. What are we talking about today, Amanda?
After a long debate before we started recording, because I'm an idiot, we are talking about America's Next Top Model, Cycle 14. Episodes 5 and 6. Yay!
Yeah,
DaCosta!
Yeah!
So, I actually really enjoyed these episodes, I remember. And now I'm glad that I get to revisit them.
I enjoyed them until the end, and then I was like, oh, two of my favorite people are gone.
Mm-hmm.
For bad reasons.
But then next week, because I already took notes on next week, we get, like, almost a kind of a... Like, it equals, like, equals out.
Oh, it flips.
Out. Yeah, it equals
it
out.
It totally flips.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Are you looking
That's
on the Wikipedia?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it totally, like, equals out, and, like, for what we sacrificed, we gained, you know?
Ooh, I'm into it. Okay.
You want to jump into episode 5?
The title of episode 5 is... America's Next Top Vampire. That's what we should have called this podcast.
I know. It would have been much more accurate. We are not friends. We are vampires. Yeah. So, the episode opens with Brenda basically being like, they're gonna cut my hair more. Oh my god. I'm in crisis. Ugh. I've been in crisis ever since they cut my hair because I don't know what to do. My hair is my entire identity.
Yes. So she's having an identity crisis.
Her personality is her hair.
The girls are still in the limo coming back from judging, and they get a Tyra mail.
Yeah. When things don't go your way, sometimes you have to improvise.
And then we get a reminder of, like, who all the moms are. Brenda.
Ansley.
Jessica.
I forgot. I almost didn't count Jessica as one of the moms.
No, she does.
I forgot. I forgot that she was one of the moms. Because everyone gets there like, I'm doing this for my family.
Yeah.
Also, I forget that Ansley's from Georgia until she says certain words. Because she, like, doesn't
Georgia.
Have a traditional southern accent.
Georgia.
But when she gets mad, it comes out like, oh, there she is. There's that girl.
Yeah. Simone is a sophomore at Duke because she's the smartest one there, and she needs to stand out more. They took the same talking head clip from last week.
Definitely.
So Miss J greets them at UCB Theater, Upright Citizens Brigade.
Yes.
Is that the one in Chelsea or the East Village, Amanda?
Definitely Chelsea. Which is okay. No longer there.
The first one.
Yeah, which is no longer there.
Oh, yeah, it's no longer
there. Oh, no, I'm sorry. This That's is definitely sad. East Village. It's not Chelsea. It's not, yeah. This is definitely the East Village one. But Chelsea closed, like, 2 years ago. And I think it's Hell's Kitchen now.
That's sad.
I know.
So, humor and quick thinking is what the girls need to learn at this challenge. And I was like, oh my god, is Amy Poehler gonna teach them improv?
No, it's just J.B. Smoove from Curb Your Enthusiasm, which isn't that bad. I love J.B. Smoove.
And Matt Bevers from Broad City.
I know.
Did you see?
I screamed.
Abby Jacobson's roommate's boyfriend.
Yes. I was like, what's his name? Oh my god, why can't I remember his name? And I know, usually I know it off the top of my head.
I don't know what the actor's name is.
John Gabris. Not John Gabris. John Gabris? No, John Gabris is the other fat guy.
Anyway, so they're going to do an improv exercise where their girls are, like, at a show. They couldn't afford a private teach with them. Mm-hmm. So they...
Woo,
they're gonna have somebody from the audience call out an action and then somebody else call out an emotion.
Yeah.
And then they have the girls go on stage and do it.
Yes.
Brenda's up first.
Brenda. Yeah. God. And she gets called on stage and they're like, okay, change attire, but you have to do it looking like you're shocked. It's not very good.
And then Alaysia has to be delighted going scuba diving, and then you see her swimsuits on underneath her clothes. So, you know, they really went straight from judging.
Straight from judging. I noticed that, like, when, you know, I noticed that because I was looking at Brenda's outfit. Her accountant's outfit.
Yep. Those dress pants.
Yep, exactly. Those dress pants. That shirt.
I hate it.
All of it.
Simone has to ride a horse depressed. Ainsley has to wash a car paranoid. Right.
And that's it. That's literally it.
That's it.
Like, it's
then
over.
Then we go back to the house.
And everyone's like, how is Alaysia still here?
Yeah. Ainsley's like, Alaysia is so immature. Mm-hmm. I didn't act like that at 18 because I had to grow up fast because I became a mom. And it's like, that's not Alaysia's path, though.
Uh-huh. She's not that.
Just because she's not living the life you led doesn't make her any less.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I can understand how that would be annoying, but I don't understand how everyone's like, she needs to be more grown up. No, she's 18.
She's 18.
She's stupid. I was young and stupid.
Yeah, let her learn for herself.
Yeah,
come on.
Exactly.
Then we get another tie-tie mail.
Yeah, tie-tie. Tomorrow, you are really going to blow up. Then... my holy god and queen, Sally Hershberger, who I love,
comes in. She's so hot.
She's so sexy. I'm obsessed with her.
Like, effortlessly.
Yes. Like she's got cool hair. She just, like, comes in. She comes
cool
in.
Cool jacket.
Yeah.
A cool attitude.
Yeah, it's just like, Brenda, like, girl, it's not, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing?
And Brenda's like, so what are you gonna do to me? You're not gonna buzz it off, right? And Sally's like,
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And she's like, please don't buzz it off. And Sally's like, you're a model.
This is your job.
Literally, this is the only thing you have to do is be a comedian.
She, like,
and
laughs
let us treat
at her.
You like a mannequin.
She laughs.
Yeah, she laughs at
I
her.
I was crying. I was like, oh my god, good for you, Sally. Like, because I was like, you're telling this girl off in a very stern and serious way, but, like, I still like you and support you through and through all of it. Like,
yeah, it's just so matter of fact, like, well, this is your job.
This is your job.
Did you want to leave or did you want me to buzz your hair?
Yeah.
What's the deal?
And then she literally does that. She buzzes the side of her hair.
Yeah, she buzzes it into a mohawk, so it's like 80s punk. She looks like, Johnny Rotten?
from the Sex Pistols?
Yeah.
I could see that. I was gonna say, like, Flock of Seagulls. Like, a little bit of that, like, punk, like, but, like, a more, like, gritty version of the Flock of Seagulls haircut, I hate to say. Like, a polished Flock
of Seagulls.
It's
because she's a redhead that she looks like Johnny Rotten.
True! True facts.
Here's the thing, though, with Brenda's haircut. They can do anything to her. Like, it does look better, but she needs eyebrows because her whole face just looks like it's missing
when
something.
When they say that she looks older, I'm like, she looks like she doesn't have eyebrows.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like those pictures of Anne Hathaway where they take away her eyebrows. Like, she's gonna look scary no matter what you do.
I've never seen those photos, and I don't think I want to.
I'm gonna show them to you after this.
Nightmare fuel!
So, the girls go to Times Square, the hellmouth of New York.
The worst place on earth. I was just there. I fell twice. in Times Square. It was humiliating.
This is a hard time of year for me and Amanda because we're both very clumsy. And as soon as it starts to get cold out and snow, we both just wait for our first fall of the season.
I had mine early. And then it
happens a bunch more times. Mm-hmm.
Like, I had mine early, and I was on the phone with my mom both times when I fell. She was like, are you drunk? And I was like, no! Nobody salted the street! So the girls pull up in a limo to the Hellmouth of America, Times Square. Actually, the Hellmouth of America is Ohio, but, you know, the Hellmouth of New York City. And Danica Ramirez?
Danya.
I feel like I have Danya, and I said it was, I corrected it as Danica because I thought I just spelled it wrong. But Danya Ramirez starts talking to them, like, from a billboard. And guess what? I'm so glad this is what the CoverGirl commercial is this season.
Me too. The girls are standing on, you know those red bleachers in Times Square near, like, the TKTS stand?
Yes.
Like, the square of Times Square.
Literally.
42nd and Broadway, baby. And she's talking to them from the billboard. Mm. And this entire time is also standing at the top of the bleachers with her back turned to them. And it's not until she's done speaking on the billboard that she turns around and then talks to them in person.
It's so weird.
You saw her there.
You must have seen her there.
And they act surprised.
Jeez, they're like, ah!
I hate it.
But this is all about modeling between the lines and not, like, memorizing lines. So, yeah. They have to make a 30-second commercial for CoverGirl Clean! And it's all in voiceover.
Ugh. Okay, I bought this product, this foundation, and it smells like shaving cream. It's disgusting.
Like, it's what disgusting. Kind of shaving cream? Like
your dad's shaving cream.
Ew!
The kind that was, like, that an older man wears.
Like Old Spice?
Like Gillette. No.
Like Gillette.
Like the kind of shaving cream that you did arts and crafts with.
Sure. Okay, I understand. I get it. The like, stuff that's, the like, a dollar. The smell of shaving cream. At the yes. grocery. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, go to dollar store. Mm-hmm. It's there.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so you walk around all day and you smell like shaving cream.
And it's foundation. Not a good look.
And it's foundation.
Ugh, that's not a good look. I don't believe in fragrance foundations in the first place.
Sorry, continue.
No, I was just saying they have to embody the CoverGirl attitude with their actions. And not by reading lines.
Yes. And the winner gets her picture featured in a CoverGirl ad for 17 magazine. Mm-hmm. So you know Anne's lurking around the corner. She's either showing up this episode or next episode.
Does she show up next episode? No, she doesn't. Yep. And she shows up in the episode after that. There's a lot of Anne Choquette in this season because it's the last season of 17. So she's like, gotta milk it.
Thank God. Wait, this is the last season?
Yeah, next season is Italian Vogue. I know.
Oh my God.
I know.
Oh my God.
Hillary.
Oh boy.
What are you gonna do without her? Are you both filled with joy? I have a
spring back in my step.
Are you both filled with joy and like despair because you're gonna like. It's like sometimes you love to hate on someone so greatly that when they go away, you're like, but I need that.
Yeah, I'm gonna need a new anger outlet. I'll find it.
Tyra.
I have been so nice to Tyra since Anne got on.
I know, much. I know. Like, it's like you didn't hate Atusa as much as you hate Anne Choquette.
Yeah.
So it's like...
So the girls put on their face, and they have to convey without speaking, because they have a voiceover going on. So they're basically, like, miming the commercial and dancing.
Yeah.
And, like, shaking their finger and going...
No. It's like, you know when you go on Instagram, and you see those videos, like, those really quick, like, minute 30 long videos? And of, like, people doing, like, life hacks for makeup or, like, stupid shit like that. And they're like, here, a makeup sponge. No. Don't use that. Use this Rice Krispie treat you found. Yes. It's always something like that. Or, like, a potato.
The only one who doesn't look like an idiot is Tatiana because she's perfect. Mm-hmm. And she dances. Mm-hmm. And none of the other girls do. They're just boring.
Yeah.
But Tatiana brings new life into it. Brenda just always thinks she's at a disadvantage. She says it here, and she's going to say it again later. Mm. And it's so annoying.
She's very annoying. So does Ainsley.
So, feedback. Ainsley needed to be more inviting.
Yeah. And then she's like, I couldn't hear you. I don't know. I couldn't hear her.
I couldn't hear what she was saying. Ugh. What was I supposed to do? Stand up and ask her to repeat it? She says it like it's the most incredulous thing in the world. Yeah,
like it's a crazy request. Yes, Ainsley,
that's exactly what you should have done.
Ainsley!
Take responsibility for yourself.
For yourself! Anyway.
They say Brenda was posing too much.
Yeah.
It's a video, not a camera, Brenda.
Right. Simone is holding back. And that's sad because Simone is like, I know I'm going to do the best. And then... Mm-mm. Yeah, and Tatiana was like, got the attention straight from the top. Because she basically just danced her way through.
Hell yeah. So Tatiana wins!
Yes, Tatiana! And it's like, she won because everyone else kind of liked it, was mediocre.
Yeah.
It was the definition honestly, of mediocrity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even Daniel says
so. Back at the house, we get a nice little fight.
Oh my god, we get so many fights. Jesus Christ. Like, it must have been so exhausting to live in the house this season.
Yeah.
Ainsley
is standing in the kitchen trying to explain how frozen vegetables work to Alaysia. And Alaysia gets mad at her because she takes it as her being condescending. And says, who are you to listen to?
Uh-huh.
How are you raising your daughter if you're talking this way to me?
And
as soon as she says daughter, Ainsley turns a switch in her head. Her eyes go wild, her face turns red, and she just starts screaming.
Yeah, do not bring my daughter into this. Like, and it's, she's, like, okay, as much as I love Alaysia, there, it's really hard to root for her in some of these arguments. Like, it's like, I was on your side about her being condescending until you went low.
You literally cannot talk about anybody's daughter.
You can't talk about anybody's daughter.
Anybody's family.
That. No. You can't do that.
You can't talk about anybody's
family.
Don't
bring someone's... Like, that's literally bringing a knife to a gunfight.
Even if you don't even mean it like that, mm-hmm. it's already heated.
Yes.
So they're gonna take it the worst way possible.
Exactly.
And so then, just don't even bring it up.
And then Krista has to literally come in and pull Alaysia off of her. Because they're getting so heated.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then Ainsley's like, don't tell me what it's like to be a woman, because you're just beginning to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she is
She's right.
But also, so are you, Ainsley.
Ainsley's 23 and a mother. I give her a pass. And married. A little... She's
Oh, is she married?
Yeah, she's married. She talks about her husband. The face.
Ainsley's from Georgia.
Yeah, she's from Dicula, Georgia. I love that name. Dicula sounds like a porn. Yep. You know it would
okay,
exist.
Tyra Mail.
Tomorrow, beware of the no-neck monster!
No!
And everyone's like, it's gonna be snakes. Why would it ever be snakes?
They're all neck. What are you talking
about? Yeah, like, snakes have 100% neck. It's like saying, like, what if we're gonna be giraffes? What does that giraffe have more of than anything else? It's a neck.
So the girls go to another warehouse. And they walk in the door and they see a dead body in a tub. And they're like, oh, they took us to Tyra's house again. And then they realize he's a hot-ass vampire. And then from behind them, Jay appears dressed as Morpheus from The Matrix.
My note is Neo from The Matrix! Dresses as a character from The Matrix, basically. And,
yes,
like,
yes.
Scares the shit out of them. And he's wearing these glasses, and he pulls them down super slowly and reveals, like, these crazy blind-colored contacts. And it's, like, gonna be, like, Vampire Jay! And it's, like, do they have to do all of this?
This is when they could have done the creature shoot. Like, one could have been a vampire, one could have been Frankenstein, one could have been a werewolf. Like, the possibilities are endless.
I know.
Banshee. Witch.
Banshee.
Goblin.
Goblin.
Skeleton.
Yeah, seriously. Like, straight
There's
up.
There's so many things.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh my god. Like,
turn to Buffy. for the answers. Yes. I don't have
You can be the scary guys from Hush. How about that?
Yeah.
The scary guys.
If there's a Buffy the Vampire themed shoot.
I would die.
Can you imagine?
I would die. I would cry.
You would die. I would cry. Uh-huh.
Like, I would die and cry. I couldn't handle it.
If they'd only try. So, Jay explains that they're going to be wearing the contacts dressed as vampires, and they're going to be blind as a bat because they're white-out lenses, which will obscure their vision.
Fuck this. Fuck that. So, okay. So, I got eyelash extensions put in a few weeks ago. And they put these things underneath your eyes, and you're, like, and just so, like, as a barrier, and then they work on your eyes. And I fell, like, not half asleep, but, like, that sleep where you're still aware of what's around you. Mm-hmm. Like, if somebody, like, said words to me, I'd be able to have, a conversation that I remembered. That kind of sleep. Mm-hmm. Like, where I was just, like, listening to my podcast, zoned out, like, not full REM cycle. And then I kind of, like, woke up. And I couldn't open my eyes because, like, somebody's working on them. And I had a straight-up panic attack. A panic attack while this woman's working on my eyes. I literally was like,
What'd you do?
I asked her to stop for a few seconds. And I was like, can we just, I asked her to, like, turn the lights off. Like, I was like, I straight-up was just like, I just need... And I asked her to pull a few of the things off so I could feel like I could kind of move my eyes at least. Like, because it was, like, the scariest part was straight-up, like... opening my eyes, like trying to open my eyes and not being able to.
Ugh.
Yeah. I mean, I love my eyelash extensions.
How long does that take?
About an hour and 15 minutes, hour and a half.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But like, she was almost done too. She was like, I'm almost done. Like, she was really cool about it, but I was like, straight up panic attack. But anyway, so I think if somebody tried to put these white out lenses on me, I'd probably be a Brenda. I'd probably be like, I'm scared. I don't like the dark.
Yeah. So the girls are taken to the tub they're shooting in, and it's already filled with blood. And Tatiana feels the most at home. She's like, oh, no problem. Like, I'm an embalmer. It's fine.
It ain't no thing.
Ain't no thing.
So
she does really good, actually.
Is she first? I thought Angelique was first.
Oh, maybe not.
Yeah. Well, she does do well, but still. Angelie's, like, first, and she's like, I put those contacts in, and like, ba-bam, like, whatever, I got it. I was like, why do I love her so much? Just simply, like, ba-bam. I laughed. I was like, oh, she's
enough. Yeah.
Whoever got her.
She starts off, she's great.
Yeah.
I don't know how she doesn't win. Mm-hmm. So she starts off with, like, no connection to CJ, who's their male model partner. But then... she finds it towards the end.
By being like, I thought he was my lover. Lover.
Alaysia, beautiful sensuality.
Mm-hmm. She rocks it. Does amazing.
And then we see the girls watching from the side, and we see Tatiana burp in Jessica's face.
Yeah.
And that's why I love her.
I know. I'm like, burp in her face. Give it to her. Give it to her! Alexandra is incredible, but Alexandra's so inconsistent. And that's why she can't win. Also, yeah. I can't wait till we get to Ghosties because we're going to have a long, long debate about Ghosties. Like.
I don't remember.
No, it's not a bad thing. We're both going to be on the same. So it's going to be us being like, why? Why? Yeah. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Krista.
She's fine. She's Krista.
She's fine. I don't really have any notes.
I have no notes on Krista. I never do.
Jessica gets mean.
Mm-hmm.
In a good way.
Yeah. They're like, you're too
Brenda
sweet.
Freaks out about the contacts. She's afraid it's going to get lost in her eye, which is physically impossible.
Yes. Every eye doctor is going to tell you that. Plus, millions of people wear contacts every single day. Do you really think that, like, if that was a risk, people would wear them all the time? Like, just say it. That's just my logic.
She's like, I was freaking out until CJ grabbed my hand, and I felt a calmness rush over me, and I felt a romance start between us.
She fell in love with him.
She fell in love without even seeing him, which is true love.
I know, it's like married at first sight.
Married without sight.
Married without sight. Would watch that reality show. Like, where you have to, like, get married to a person that you've never seen, and you're not going to see them for the first, like, 6 months of your marriage.
Ugh.
You know you would watch. Where it's like, damn, it's like, how do you get along? How do you do all that stuff without knowing what your partner, like, looks like? But you have to use all their other sensory emotions.
Yeah. Okay, so now Tatiana goes, and she just gets bloody right away. She just, super like, into
bathes in blood.
Yeah, like, hell yeah. Reyna, like, just slays. Mm. Just slays it.
Slays it. Slays it. Ansley needs a ton of direction. And then...
She compliments herself at the end.
Does she? What'd she say?
Mm-hmm. She's just like, I know I did really well, and Jay was really impressed with me.
Oh.
And you're like, no, he wasn't.
No, he was not. No. Jay tells Simone, he's like, you were lackluster last week. I just want to let you know now. Like, you really disappointed me last week.
Jesus.
And then she gets on set, and the first thing, Sarah, who's the photographer, she goes, I'm bored!
Well, because all the girls did fairly well, and then Simone went last, and she was the worst.
Yeah.
She didn't have any, like, energy or...
She, like, lays in the bathtub like she's giving birth.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, you know, there's that. Back at the house, they're, like, everyone's talking and whatever, and Brenda's like, those contacts were so annoying. Was anyone else, like, really annoyed by those contacts? And everyone else was like, no. Like, I feel like Brenda literally only gets along with, like, Jessica and Reyna for a reason, because she really is just, like, intolerably annoying. Whoops. Sorry.
Poor Brenda. She doesn't know.
She doesn't know. She's just it's the kind of girl who, like, she's like, do you know what bitch eating crackers means?
Is it like plain oatmeal?
No, it's so like, it's like when somebody does somebody is so annoying to you that everything they do is annoying. Like they could literally be over in a corner eating crackers and you'd be like, look at that bitch over there eating crackers. Like, I hate her. That's Brenda for me right now. Like, she's eating, like, entered, like, bitch eating crackers care, territory.
Ooh, I love that. I'm gonna use that. You know I will.
Yeah. Because you know it describes judging? So many people. Yeah, that's me. My first note
the
is...
The guest judge is Dania Ramirez. Yes.
And my first note is Tyra. Goddamn. Goddamn.
Another fab jumpsuit.
Another fab jumpsuit, looking gorgeous, hair pulled back. Amazing.
This is her season. This is her season. This and the last one.
I think Andre Leon her Talley seasons. had something to do with it. Like, there's no way. Because she looks beautiful. And she's never looked we've seen her look beautiful, but we've never seen her look this consistently gorgeous.
Yes, it's because it's so consistent. Yeah. Like, every episode. Mm-hmm. Everything's on point.
Like, because she knows Andre Leon Talley would read her to filth if she showed up looking drek.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
And he would do it in front of the girls.
Uh-huh.
You know, he'd be like, yeah. He'd be like, before we start judging, dear Tyra, what is this jackitude you've got on?
Tatiana's first, and they're like, wow, so dramatic, your entire attitude, and you're inhaling while you take it.
Yes. You have a great narrative that you're expressing.
True.
Then Jessica's next, and they're like, you look like a band leader. You need more tension.
Yeah, you need more action and tension in your leg.
Yeah.
But Tyra loves it.
Of course, because Tyra loves Jessica. She do.
Alaysia. Sexy. Unbelievable.
Get it. Trying. Sexy without trying to be.
Yeah.
This is what Andre Leon Talley says.
But not hoochie.
Yeah, Andre Leon Talley goes, notice how all the black girls get out of the tub.
I love that.
I know. I literally have just started writing down, most of my notes are literally just what Andre Leon Talley says. Like, they're just so iconic and perfect.
He is iconic. But Simone's picture is just alright.
Yeah. She's not doing it. She looks like a mannequin.
Yeah. Yeah. She's just a little stiff.
Yes.
And then...
Angelie. Her foot is good.
Different.
But her foot is Dracatude.
And she needs Monet.
Yes. Crystal looks like she's levitating, and everything about it is great except for her face, which is terrible. She looks like she smells poop.
Yeah. Doty. Reyna, yes. Energy. A dark energy. They love it.
Mm-hmm. Alexandra's, like, looks like the cover of a vampire romance book. Like, if Twilight had, like, a cover with, like, people on it, it would look like this.
Yeah, but then they're also like, you keep leaning back in your pictures, and you need to be more dynamic.
Yeah. Brenda comes in with her haircut, and they're like, we love your haircut, and we love your photograph. You're connected hens. They make the photo. Like, you both look like you're just like, I'm out to get you.
Ugh, then Ainsley walks up. What the fuck is she wearing? Bootcut jeans and a sequin V-neck t-shirt.
So they compliment her shirt. They're like, we really like that shirt. It's amazing. And she's like, oh, like, I like this shirt more because I like the back so much. And then she turns around and shows them the back, and it's this hideous, like...
cutout.
Not even like cutout.
Shredded,
but laced up back, but not a corset style. It was just really bad. It was, like, a leather paneled.
Like, yeah.
And all of them were like, why did you do that?
And then Danya's like, I like that I'm seeing your personality here more than I did at the CoverGirl Challenge. And she's like, oh, well, you know why? It's because I couldn't really hear you. And then all the judges just glare
they
at her.
They all pounce. You can see them all, like one after the other, like, raring to, like, be like, oh, I smell an excuse in the water.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get ya.
And then they're like, okay, let's take a look at your photo. Ugh. Hate it. Horrible. Horrible. Hate it.
Hate it. Hate it. Hate it. And then she gives another excuse for something, like, on set. I forget what she says, but then...
It's like, they're like, why did you keep your hand on the tub? We'd like it if it wasn't there. And she's like, I know, I agree, but they told me to keep my hand there.
You're very Jessica on that.
Whatever. And then they're like, oh, another excuse.
You need to be in control of your own destiny. Stop giving excuses. Deliberation?
Yes.
Yes. Tatiana is giving inhalation. Just like... Jessica's photo was flat. And Andre Leontali does not like Jessica. At all. Like... We thought Nigel's distaste for some of these contestants was palpable. Like, in ALT's case, like, he straight up does not. He's like, I think she's boring.
No. He's like, she's a pretty girl from the mall. Mm-hmm. She's mall girl to
It says that multiple times about her throughout the season, which I think is hilarious. Alaysia is very dynamic and sexy, and she did that.
Woo-hoo.
She did it.
Brenda doesn't do it for Danya.
Yeah.
This is Anjali's Drekatude.
Oh my god. This is also what Anjali said. Or not Anjali. Andre Leontali says, Brenda will be great as a housewife. And like flips her photo over.
With a cool haircut.
Yep. Krista is stank
face. Krista smells like she... Looks like she smells duty.
Mm-hmm. Ansley made a ton of excuses. I just have the next note. Flat, 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 flat. I don't know why I have that note, but that's just my next note. Flat, 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 flat. Somebody must have
Raina
said that. Raina
got everything going.
Yo. Simone is contrived, and it lacks magic. And they're basically like, she needs to be, like, made to be broken.
And Alexandra keeps doing the same pose.
Mm-hmm.
So, call out order?
Call out order.
Alaysia, Reyna, Tati, Brenda, Alexandra, Angelie, Jessica, Krista, and the bottom two are Ainsley and Simone.
Ainsley is in the bottom for having an amazing bone structure, but her photos are falling flat and she's got so many excuses. And then Simone has potential, but she isn't pushing through and can't portray on the outside what's on the inside. And Ainsley is safe, Boring.
Makes no sense. Makes no sense.
Boring. Boring. So.
Episode 6.
Yes.
The title is Smile and Pose.
Amazing. Okay. Can I make a note about the opening credits for this season, though?
Yes.
So, this is the first cycle where there's no casting photos, if you noticed. And the makeover photos were used as promotional work instead of, like, a themed group photo like the first 13 photos had.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Not only that, you can also see there's some differences in these photos than in the episode, the fade out and the episode fade out and the opening. So, basically, like, Ren has different colored tights. Najwa has different colored tights also. There's a whole bunch of different changes. Again, the only people who aren't changed from the opening, like, America's Next Top Model photo and the fade out at the end are Tatiana and Reyna. Everyone else is changed.
Why?
Beats me! It's very odd. And cool. So it's like, it's basically trying to figure out, like, which one was the original, but, like, you never know. It's very odd. It's very weird. Odd. Yep.
So the girls. The episode starts with the girls getting mail, regular mail, from their families.
Yeah, not tie-tie mail.
Not tie-tie mail. Ainsley gets a letter from her kid and just starts weeping.
Yeah.
And then we see Jessica drinking from a can.
What was she drinking from a can?
I don't know, but she goes, "I love pickle juice," to Tatiana.
I hope she's not Tatiana's drinking pickle juice.
No, not from a can. I don't know. Then Tatiana drinks from the can, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? I hope it was, like, peaches or something. Uh-huh. I don't know.
Oh, anyway. Like a can, like that kind of a can. I thought you meant, like a soda can.
No, like a soup
can. Like a soup can. The fuck? Yes.
Yeah.
That's very strange.
Then we hear more about Tatiana's backstory, and she's like, I went to school to become a coroner, but obviously I'm here, and I want to be a model. Tatiana's got a weird voice. Tatiana's, like, got a geeky voice for how beautiful she is.
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, she's got a very strange voice. Where's she from?
She's from, Hawaii.
Is she really?
Iwa Beach, Hawaii.
Do they have two Tatianas from Hawaii on the show?
Oh my god, yes. That's crazy. Everybody in Hawaii is named Tatiana, I guess.
Clearly. I mean, it's one more and then it becomes a rule.
Truly.
Mm-hmm.
So, the girls get a tire mail.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to need to be a scientist to be good at chemistry.
Ugh. So they go to Roosevelt Island. Have you been there?
I've never been to Roosevelt Island, no.
I haven't either. I've been to the other one, whatever it's called.
Governor's Island?
Yes, I went to a haunted house there.
That's cute. Cool.
So Roosevelt Island's, like, very, very small, but a few people live there. And there's, like, a tram that you take that covers the entire island. That's how small it is.
Yeah.
So exactly. The girls meet Miss J, and she's like, last week you had to work with the opposite sex, and some of you had a little trouble, so we're going to have a little workshop on how to create instant chemistry with a co-model.
Mm-hmm. A formal.
So they step on the tram. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're going to go on a tram.
And they're like, yeah, they're going on a tram ride, and they have 3 minutes to create chemistry with a former male model they all know.
Of course the model is Nigel.
Knew right away. Soon as they said, you all know him.
Yeah, it's like, it's not like you can get Tyson Beckford again.
Or like, I wish.
Or like Boris Kojo again. Like, they gotta get Tyson. I know, look at get some fine, nice chocolate. But, like, here we are! Nigel Barker, yet again.
This was some of the most uncomfortable footage I've ever seen.
I was cringing. Almost the entire time.
I'm glad they only showed us a few of the girls, because I don't think I could have handled
it. I think they must
have. Like, Brenda, can you imagine?
She probably was
Thank God we didn't see it.
You're so mean to Brenda! hope she's not listening to this podcast. We're mean to sometimes to people who deserve it, but like in this case, like I feel like Brenda's just kind of there. She doesn't deserve it.
You're right.
We're just brutalizing someone who's just like. But you know what?
Sorry,
I'm not. Color me, I'm sorry.
So Angelie's first. And she just, like, immediately tries to flirt with Nigel. She does a cat meow at him.
Mm-hmm.
Then she does a happy hammer dance.
Mm-hmm. You see a lot of dances from Angelie this season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My notes are just, she does her happy hammer dance, and I love her so much. But this is, like, chemistry is not always about going to extremes.
Be yourself.
Yes. Alexandra's like, I'm going to show my personality. And her personality is basically being like, so I heard there's like a really gorgeous 5'10", like curves for days girl nearby. I don't know if you'd seen her or not. And Nigel's like, you're beautiful. You don't have to say so.
Oh,
I know. I love that.
And then Tatiana like just rags on him about everything.
Negged him.
She's just flirting.
Negged him. Like she negged like, the shit out of him. Watching these girls flirt, I was like, is this what men have taught us as women?
Well, yeah.
Like, is this the way that like we think that like I would never do this. Like I would never do half of this. Like, so I'm watching these girls, like, but, like, Tatiana, I'm like, is that how people taught you how to flirt? Like, who taught you that talking down to people and, like, making them feel bad about themselves is, like, how you flirt with people?
Well, can we talk about Jessica?
Jessica, I mean, Ainsley kills it, just to put it out there. Like, Ainsley's, like, that was the most likable I've seen her all season. Yes,
agree. She just herself and talks about her kid.
Yeah, but Jessica straight up sexually assaults Nigel. That's sexual assault.
She wraps her leg around him. Mm-hmm. She asks him to strip. She starts stripping. Mm-hmm. She asks him to take his pants off. Mm-hmm. It's, like, so aggressive.
And I'm like, did anyone take her aside and tell her, like, this kind of behavior is straight up unacceptable? Especially to a judge. Miss J's just
sitting there laughing.
She's laughing like, what the fuck? See you later, sweet cheeks. Like, even Nigel is shook. But
he feels assaulted.
Yeah, he straight says that. And I'm like, in the Me Too era, this does not resonate well. Like, it doesn't at all.
No.
Especially, like, considering who Jessica associates with. It's like, wow, no wonder you...
Wait, who is it again?
Ed Westwick.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, no wonder you defended that kind of shitty behavior and then he dumped you.
Ew.
But the worst part about this entire endeavor, it's not even the challenge. I was so mad that this wasn't even the challenge. That we had to sit through all of that,
yeah.
That bullshit.
I
know,
I was waiting for him to tell Ainsley she won.
Because she should have won.
Ainsley. Yeah. And then he's like, okay, so... You've learned to be yourself. Now it's time to put your skills to test. And it's like, oh, that was the teach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I thought the teach was the, like, I was like, that's, what the fuck? Like, it's like, that's not a teach. Nobody learned anything. Like, nobody was reprimanded for their crazy behavior. What the fuck? And so, and then they meet later on, because you can tell it's later on because it's dark. And they were all, and they're not on Roosevelt's Island anymore. It probably took them 3 hours to get off of it in the first place. And Hillary's best friend, Ann Choquette, is there.
Mm-hmm.
Sirs. And they're going to be doing a photo shoot that's based on, or relying on, intimacy and seduction.
And their male model they're working with is Ross Matthews, e-correspondent. And Ali Shay's dad.
He
looks just like one of our friends' dads.
He does. I love Ross Matthews. I love Ross Matthews. Who doesn't? Like, first of all, if you watch any form of reality TV, this season alone of America's Next Top Model really fulfills, like, a bunch of boxes. Like, oh, I didn't recognize that person from there and that person from there. Like, 8 years out, I'm like, damn. There's a guest judge in the next episode. Like, I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna freak out. I freaked out. I texted Jack. Baby. Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah, yeah, totally. Plenty of them. And Raina has the audacity to call Ross Matthews not handsome. Excuse you.
Shut the fuck up, Raina.
Take a fucking seat. And they only have 5 frames to get it right, get the photograph with Ross Matthews right. And the winner gets $6,500 in diamonds!
Whoop whoop! And Nigel's shooting them from the street below, and they're gonna be inside a building. And the girls are wearing lingerie, and it's so weird.
Mm-hmm. Basically because Ross is, like, being Ross and being a distraction and, like, being his usual charming self. And Ross, like, distracts Krista. Raina decides to straight up, like, ride him like a bull. It's very odd. Yeah.
I didn't take notes. I was just too uncomfortable, I guess.
Oh. And he's like, I'm not afraid of anything. And, like, you know, whatever. Anjali goes to try to put one leg on Ross's shoulder. But, like, it's not the leg from behind. It's the leg that's directly facing Nigel. So it's basically like crotch shot. It's a crotch shot. And Nigel's like, I'm not taking a photo of your crotch. I'm just not. Okay, there. I took a photo of your crotch. Are you happy now? Jessica's like, I want to impress everyone and take control. Yeah. Nigel says about somebody, he's like, how was that a sensual moment? What is that? Because none of these girls know anything about sensuality. And then Alexandra, like, Nigel just goes, that is not pretty. That is not pretty. And then when they call all the girls together, Anne's like, that was steamier than anything I've ever seen at 17 magazine.
Oh, God. I can't.
I wrote that down so simply because I knew you would hate that.
Tatiana, only one of them worked. Jessica did very well. Ainsley held her head too high, but it was very demure. And Jessica wins.
Jessica wins.
$6,500 pair of earrings.
Mm-hmm. And Ainsley's like, I didn't think she did that well. I should have won.
And then Alaysia, because she got best photo last week, wins $5,000 diamond ring.
Good for her. Good for her. Back at the house, we see Ainsley in the phone room calling her dad and being like, I miss my mom, I miss my baby. Crying.
My baby.
Tyra Mail?
Yes.
Tomorrow, you're going to find out who's fake and who keeps it real.
Mm-hmm.
So the girls walk up to Canal Street, where I was earlier today, having dim sum. And they see Mr. and Mrs. J, and they're buying fake bags. And, like, Jay's like, Mr. J is like, you shouldn't buy that. You know, it's illegal, blah, blah, blah. And, like, Jay's like, whatever, it's only $30. Like, who cares? Like, whatever. Can you afford the regular bag? Yada, yada, yada. And Miss J gets caught by the cops and runs away. And there's some really terrible ADR in this entire moment.
Yes, correct. Buying counterfeit bags steals billions of dollars from the fashion industry every day. Today, you girls are going to be dressed in fake everything from head to toe. Fake hair, fake eyelashes, fake tan, fake clothes.
Mm. Fake contacts.
And the guy that played the cop. Yeah, fake contacts. And the guy that plays the cop is going to be their photographer, D. Nice.
Mm-hmm. I just want to note that they're using contacts so much in this season, you'd think it was the second season all over again. Mm-hmm. I remember they were kept being like, contacts for everything. And we were just baffled by it. Yeah. So, the first note is that Tatiana's like, I don't feel very pretty. I need to push through this crazy makeup, because that makeup is not good. It's really scary.
No, it's terrifying.
I'm not a fan of this photo shoot. I think it is season.
A lot of them do bad.
Yeah, most of them do terribly. Because no one looks good.
No one looks good.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jessica, Raina, Krista, Anjali, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Do well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brenda looks into it. Mm-hmm. But Brenda's final picture I do love.
I do too.
But not because of her.
Mm-hmm. Because she just looks into a good shot. Yeah. She needs to wake the fuck up. Yeah. Jessica pushes everything to the extreme.
She looks like Jessica Stan.
Yeah. She's a good model.
She's jumping all over.
Mm-hmm. Krista, I think the hair they give her for her the sweater shoot should have been her makeover. It's very edgy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, straight across bangs. Like a Sia haircut. Love it. Love it.
I agree. No, mm-hmm. 100%.
Mm-hmm. She looks good, but awkward. But, like, a good awkward. Brenda needs to wake the fuck up!
Mm-hmm.
Ansley's like, I'm emotionally distraught. And this
Ansley
is...
looks like Kate Moss in her shoot, though, mm-hmm. with that wig.
Yeah, she does. I love that wig
they
on
have
her.
Similar faces.
Mm-hmm. And then she's like, I need to do, like, and this is when Jay, for the first time, I think, feel like this is one of the very first times we've ever heard this, like, probably in media. Jay goes, you need to deliver yourself as a brand. Who thought?
Did he say that to?
To Ansley. Mm-hmm. And then look at where this show went to. Became 100%. Mm-hmm. What's your brand? Get your fingers out of your mouth. You were just chomping away. Chomp. I do the same thing. And now, but you're making me chop. Stop it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Love you. The other thing about this season is they really just speed through these photo shoots. That's the thing that frustrates me most. Like, I have barely any notes on any of these photo shoots because they're just, like, sped through them.
Get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's very odd. Alexandra's the last girl to go, because Anjali gets no comments, and Alexandra's last girl, and she's like, I need to sell it. And Jay's just like, you're my favorite, but you weren't today, you fell really short of yourself, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so, and she beats herself up about it, because mm-hmm. she's like the competitive girl
mm-hmm.
who never loses.
Right, exactly. And so then, judging?
Yeah.
Yeah. Our queen, Pat Cleveland, is the guest judge. I love Pat Cleveland.
Queen.
With her pink eyeshadow.
She looks amazing.
She looks amazing. For being, like, you know, legitimately the first black supermodel. And then Tyra Humblebrag, she's like, so Pat used to have an agency, and when one day she discovered a young supermodel, and that supermodel was me! You could have just said, I was signed to her agency. Of course it was.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So many different ways to say it.
Oh, God. So, Krista has gorgeous bone structure. They always comment on
beautiful
her bone
skin.
Structure. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Brenda's shot is gorgeous in the face. In the face. But
it's
not
so
in the
cute
body. I love her shot.
There's no life.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
Alexandra lucked into it, but the pose is very catalog.
Yes. Tatiana is the broken down doll, but mm-hmm. she had the most mediocre film of the bunch. Ansley's face in something. My notes make no sense.
Ansley looks like a mom.
Yeah, she does. She needs angles.
In judging.
Oh, yeah, and the judging. Yes. Yes, that's basically, I think. Yeah, but the zoom in on her shot is gorgeous. Like, the close-up of her shot. Ansley's a great beauty girl. I hate to say it. She can smile.
Ansley's got it going on.
Mm-hmm. And Anjali is that bitch. That is my note. She is that bitch.
She's got it going on.
She's a queen.
Jessica's the first girl who took her feet off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of energy. Magnetic.
Yes. Raina.
Magenta?
Magenta? Magneta?
That's it.
Magneta.
Raina twisted herself because she has a square torso.
Mm-hmm. But it's not coming in through her face. And why do I have the note Alaska? It's Alasia. It's Alasia. Is Kat captivated.
She's looking down.
Mm-hmm. And I love Pat Cleveland, because she's just like, she talks a little bit like this. And all of her mm-hmm. critiques are like, you need to let your inner beauty come through. I can't see it on you.
Yeah, she's affected. I love
She's so flowery. I love it. I love it. I love it. Like, it's and like, then, Deliberation.
Deliberation?
Yeah. Yeah. They love Krista because Krista always delivers. Blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah.
Brenda, Catalog 101.
Mm-hmm.
Alexandra relied on her styling too
mm-hmm.
much.
Mm-hmm. Tatiana, it was had a great shot, but she needs to keep, like, she has no consistency, basically.
But then Tyra makes a note where she's like, she's never been at the top of the bunch, she's always at the bottom. And I'm like, last week, she was not. She won the challenge and almost won best photo.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah. And even, I think in the first week, wasn't she called relatively early?
Yes.
So what's she talking about?
She's lying to create mm-hmm. a narrative.
Mm-hmm, I agree. Ansley might just be a beauty girl. Angelie's mm-hmm. like, so what? What? So what? I love her. We don't deserve her. Jessica is in another world compared to the other girls, and they're like, she can afford to go ugly a little bit, to ugly herself up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, I agree. Alaysia is a star. A star. Yep. And Reyna doesn't evoke fakeness the way that they want her to.
She's lost in that mm-hmm. photo.
And then Pat goes, thank God. It's very cute. It's like very like, oh, I'm so glad she's not fake. Love her.
Call out order.
Yep.
Jessica, Angelie, Krista, Alaysia, Ainsley, Brenda, Reyna, and the bottom two are Tati and Alex.
Tati and Alex. It sounds like two poor, like, girls that would star in a porn, or like a pornographic film. Tati and Alex.
Oh my god, you're right.
Star in. Right. Yeah. Alexandra because she doesn't know what to do with her body, and Tatiana because they're like, you're lucky, but you might not have potential. And I'm like, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
It means that she gets lucky in her photographs, but, like, she might not be an actual model. Ugh. I think. Something like that. I don't know. But Alexandra is safe. Is safe. Bye, Tatiana. Bye, do you want to do Where Are They Now? Yes, let me tell you. Let me tell you. Well, I pulled them up. Sorry.
I don't want to know that.
Where are they now?
I don't want to know that. I don't want to know that.
So, Simone barely had a career, unfortunately. Tragic. She was signed to the Exposure Model and Talent Agency. She got her Blue Fly Prize. Hard to say. But she only did 10 tests. She did a little calendar. God damn it. Why can't I talk today? A little bit of catalog work, but her only magazines were, she only did like 4 or 5 magazines. And her last test photos were from June 2014. But it looks like she gave birth to about a daughter done 2 years ago in 2016. So good for her.
Good for her.
Yeah. For Tatiana, to quote Nick directly, did a whole lot of nothing after this cycle. She went back to brunette, did a grand total of 2 test shots, a page in midweek, and a photo from when she competed on Miss Hawaii in 2009, which she didn't win. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's it. That's it. So, there's that. Right. The most lackluster Where Are They Now ever.
Pretty much. It's like
they both did nothing, tragically.
That is tragic. Yeah,
I know.
Oh, well. Should I do social media?
Yeah, I was about to ask you. Yes.
You can find all of our social media links on americasnexttopbestfriend.com. You can send us an email at nexttopbestfriend@gmail.com. For me personally, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at hilarious123. Amanda, how about you?
Hi, guys. If you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, you can follow me at Loch Ness Manda. That's LOCHNESS, like the scary thing that lives in the swamps in Scotland. Otherwise, you can see my work at marieclaire.com, and I start Vanderpump Rules recaps next week not from Marie Claire, from my own blog. So you can find all those links in the bio right here. We're debating when we're going to come at you with Life Size 2, but we'll let you keep you guys updated about that. Otherwise, we will see you guys next week. Thanks for hanging out
with
us.
Love you guys. Love you. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
You shut up.